JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, license and marking stone beaches are scheduled for upgrades, and later, glimpses of Jamaica segment and an earthquake tip. Let's go Roundabout JA.
The licensed beach in St. Thomas and the marking stone beach in St. Mary are set to be upgraded following the signing of contracts under the National Beach Development Program. Licensed beach will be upgraded at a cost of $30.5 million and marking stone at just over $28 million. Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says the ministry is ensuring that Jamaicans have free access to some of the finest beaches equipped with world-class facilities across the island.
This underscores once again that tourism is not an enclave sector that benefits only large investors, resort and attraction owners, and the workers in the industry, but should and must have a direct impact on the lives of citizens across Jamaica.
The upgrades are part of a bigger program being implemented by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF. Under the first phase of a $250 million project, 15 beaches, at least one in each parish, will be transformed into a quality recreational space for residents and visitors alike. Among the other beaches being considered for an upgrade are Salem Beach in St. Anne, the Great Bay and Fort Charles Beach in St. Elizabeth, Old Harbour Bay Beach in St. Catherine, Norman Manley Beach Park in Westmoreland, Jacob Taylor Beach in Trelawney, Orchard Beach in Hanover, Dump Up Beach in St. James, and Lime Key. Additionally, the ministry will continue to work with the Tourism Product Development Company, TPDCO, and the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, to identify and secure leases for additional beaches.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZCV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZCV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free. A message from the Ministry of Health.
Sponsored by NHF.
Country want to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them are energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save energy. Today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy.
Achieving developed country status in Jamaica will require the sustainable management and use of our environmental and natural resources, as these are essential to enhancing the quality of life for all Jamaicans and those who enjoy our country's beauty. Learn more at vision2030.gov.jm. Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. You remember when you used to play some old-time games?
As a girl, I used to love play cereal lash with the orange seed, orange goat, and you kick up, and you catch it on your foot, and you kick, and you catch, and you catch, and you catch. And we used to love to play bass. They hit you, and you run from this bass, and when they throw the ball, if it won't catch you, run around and touch another little thing like that, and you come right around. Well, my name was Jazz Ricketts Samuels. Samuels is the married name.
Tell your own story. Email bits of your fondest memories about growing up in Jamaica to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. It's now time for an Earthquake Awareness Month tip. When you enter an unfamiliar place, check for all the exits. That way, in a crisis, you'll have a better idea of how to respond based on the layout of the room. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us again next time when we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.